7, page 78. Ish al lachay nenu nafel v'yuchom neshum ish. Ein hu shoef l'machma'ot, compliments, v'ein hu zakuk l'haskamat ha'amam. Im hu ro'eh shebnei aliyah mitma'atem v'holchem, Harehu mitatef beglimato, his cloak, mitkapel betalito, paresh, the dalai lama shal halacha. Hu yodea ki ha'emes ne'a l'ragla v'halacha u'ala t'ilato. Nafsho go'elet b'yoshvei kranos. הולכי בטל ומבלי עולם. יראה שמיים שאינה מבוססת על ידיעה סתורה אינה חשובה בעיניו. אין ירא בלי ידיעה ואין עבוד הסלקים בלי הכר הסאמץ בהלכה. אין בו ירא חיל ולא עם אורץ חסד. What the Rebbe is depicting here is how for the Isha Halacha, his reality is the world of Halacha. Which is why the popularity compliments, he doesn't deal in that currency, because his reality is the world of halacha. And because that's his reality, he naturally intuits and understands and is committed dafka to a Yirah Shamayim, which is based upon and informed by Yediyah Satora. He's not interested in any kind of ceremonialism. He doesn't invent ritual, because again, his reality is the world of halacha. If this contrived ceremony doesn't exist in the world of halacha, then it has no standing, it has no validity. That's why I think maybe Rav Shechter writes about this in one of his forums. Whenever discussing Minhagim, so the Rav, again, assuming that those are the type of Minhagim that he was speaking about, you know, authentic Minhagim. So the Rav always looked to explain what the source in halacha was for that minhag. That is when you look at the Gaon Shulchan Aruch, it's clear that the Gaon Shulchan Aruch had the same approach. So let's say, for instance, when the Rambam writes that the minhag is that we don't blow shofar erev Rosh Hashanah. That the tkiyah shofar of Chodesh Elul doesn't include erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Gaon is mitzayin, and the Yerushalmi about the kol ochel matzah be'erev Pesach is kilu bol arusasa be'beis chamish. It's not a minhag that we invented. It's not a distinction that we created. No, that's what the Yerushalmi says in terms of. Similarly, when the Mechaber writes again, anything which seemingly is a minhag that has no basis in the Gemara, so the Gaon says, no, if it's a valid minhag, it does. So well, when you learn the sugyas in Shabbos, I mean, there's not that much in terms of blot to cover of the Chanukah sugyas, so it doesn't say anything about lighting Chanukah licht in Shul. It's not mentioned in the Gemara in Shabbos in the Chanukah sugyas. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, that Nogu Lahadlik Beis HaKnesses. So the Gaon is mitzayim on that. He says to look, I think he quotes the Yerushalmi and the Masech HaSofim, I think, double check, that the Yerushalmi and Masech HaSofim talking about the minig of saying Hallel in Shul Pesach Night. That besides the Hallel at the Seder, to say Hallel in Shul Pesach Night, which is the Pesach of the Chaver and the Pesach of the Gaon. It's not the Pesach of the Ramah, but it's the Pesach of the Mechaber and the Gaon, it's the minig of Chassidim, that you say Hallel in Shul Pesach Night. So how is Hallel and Shul Pesach night relevant to lighting Chanukah licht in Shul? So apparently what the Gaon is saying is that whenever you have a chiv of Pesum Enisa, so the Pesum Enisa is to be carried out, not only by Yochid, but it's to be carried out by the Tzibur as well. So by Megillah, there's no need to have two different Kriyas of Megillah. Make every effort to discharge your Chovas Yochid by hearing Megillah Basar, and that way it's the Yochid and the Tzibur simultaneously are engaging in Pesum Enisa. But by Hallel, the night of the Seder, where on the one hand you want the Hallel integrated into the Tzibur Yitzias Mitzrayim at the Seder, and you obviously can't and don't assume that everyone's going to have a minyan by the Seder. So there, it requires two different amiras of Hallel. There's one Hallel which is part of the Seder, which is integrated into the Seder, which presumably is not going to be a Pesum Enisa B'Tzibur. So then, Memela, that's why the Yerushalmi and the Masech HaSofim say that we say Hallel in Shul as well. So that's what the Gaon apparently is juxtaposing. He says, oh, that's the pshat, that's the basis for the minhag of lighting Chanukah licht in Shul. Again, Chanukah licht is defined in terms of Neir Shuvesa. So again, the Yochid is not going to be able to be Mekayim it in a framework of Tzibur. So if you want the Pesum Enisa to be accomplished, Hein v'yachid, hein v'tzibur. So you do it in the bias of the tzibur, which is the Beis HaKnesses. So it's the same approach. It can't just be stam that we invented a minhag to light Chanukah licht in Shul. It has to be rooted. So the same, very much the same thrust as what the Rav is depicting in this paragraph. That when one looks to introduce a minhag that has no basis in the world of halacha, so then it's it's, I don't know, it's like introducing a $3 bill into, you know, into the marketplace. And hold on to it when you play Monopoly, but otherwise, you know, it doesn't have too much use. המאמר הישן הראשון של סוקרטיס, כי המוסריות היא הכרה, מקביל לעמדתו של איש ההלכה. See here, the English translation, which on the whole is really quite good. It's obviously a very, very challenging task to translate Ish HaLacha. Here the translation falls short a little bit. I think the translation renders it as strikingly similar. So what makbil means, and what the word makbil means, is makbilos halulaos ishalachasa, is it means parallel. And there's a difference between saying something is parallel and saying something has a striking similarity. When Socrates spoke about virtue being knowledge, so he was talking about a natural philosophical knowledge. When the Rav says it and associates that with the Ish HaLacha, he's talking about revealed at Har Sinai halachic knowledge. So there is a certain parallelism, but parallelism is a much more appropriate word than strikingly similar. והאמת, הרי היא אמת אחת, גמורה ומוחלטת, שאינו נכון להקריבה אפילו לשם מטרה נשגבה. אינו מבין את שבילי הפוליטיקה, ואין הוא פיקח, אינני דן על חכמה בהוויות העולם הזה. אין הוא מוותר על קוצר של יו של ההלוכה כדי להגשם אפילו שאיפה ועוממה. וכאן משתקפת לא כנאות דתית של איש הדת הכללי, אלא כנאות מסוימת של בעל ההלכה. כנאות לשם האמת שנקנתה לו על ידי הקדוש ברוך הוא. איש ההלכה לא רק שלא יקל, אלא גם לא יחמיר. The same way a wrong, an inappropriate kula is a distortion, so a wrong, inappropriate chumrah is also a distortion. Rashi has a tshuva where he writes like that, where he was very harshly criticized, and he writes, you know. This sentiment, you know, the same way, it's a distortion to be Mekel Shalokadin. It's a distortion to be Machmer Shalokadin. Famously, the Vilna Gaon was very, very opposed to the minhag of Hasidim, not the Ikebox. So Hasidim and the minhag that they don't, you don't put matzah. And you don't let matzah, you don't put it in water. It shouldn't be shori. So the Vilna Gaon is very opposed to that because it says that once something is offer, it's eino machmets. That's a beferish din in the Braisa and the Sakos Pesachim. That's what is offer is not machmets. So because of that, the Gaon used to bedafka eat shori on Pesach. Okay, so. I mean, ultimately, it's a machlokes in mitzvah, because obviously, you know, the Hasidim were not questioning that braisa. But if you have a Baal Tanya writes about it in Kuntos Achron in his Shulchan Aruch, about what the basis for the chumrah is. And I think, and if you take a look, I think there's something missing from what I'm telling you now. But he mentions two concerns, and I think I'm leaving something out. He mentions two concerns. Number one, if the flour is not stored carefully and distant from where the matzah is, sometimes you can have, after the matzah is taken out of the oven, so you have, just because there's flour in the air, so some unbaked flour will be on the top of the matzah. The other possible chashash as to why you can have a matzah which has been baked, but there is flour which isn't awfully, where that would be a chashash, a possible chashash of chametz, is if the matzah is thick, and I'll be then, a matzah can be as thick as a tefach. I mean, Ashkenazim make very, very thin matzahs, but I'll be then, a matzah can be as thick as a tefach. So the matzah ovens are extremely, extremely hot. The matzahs are in there a very, very short period of time. So when you have a very, very high temperature in the oven, so it can happen, if there's a thickness, that the surface will begin to burn, and because of that, you'll pull it out when the inner thickness is not fully baked. So those are the two. Okay, so the Gaon apparently, in his experience, didn't encounter those, and didn't like the fact that it was. Okay, I don't know if we have the Gaon's rebuttal to those reasons, but the Gaon held that it was a chumash shel okedim. So the same way he was very upset about not sitting in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, he was very upset about being machmir on Shor. Ha'emet tovat et elbonah min ha'machmir min ha'mekir. Point is not to be machmir, the point is not to be maker. Point is to be emzgit. Ma'aseh Reb Chaim Ish Brisk, sh'nizdamin in Gedol Yisrael, Lepundak Echad, Lepentesburg Habira. Otal Aparak She'elat HaTinokot HaBiltini Molim, Im Shmoteim Ruyim Lehisafeach Al Rishimat HaYehudim B'Pinkasei HaKehila. Could they be registered? Nanu Chol HaRabonim V'Omru, Bevadai, Asur Lirshom Otam B'Sufei HaKehila, Ki Alo Loni Molim Hema. Through this measure, kivula hachriach et hamidbalalim lamulat v'nehem. Amar Rabbi Chaim al Raglav Amar, Rabosai, haruli et halacha meret ki orel einenu b'chol Yisrael. Ani yodeh she'orel osad achol b'kotshu m'truma. Aval einenu yodeh she'enu kodesh b'kdush Yisrael. Amar m'higde v'lo molas ha'atzma ha'vei chayiv koris. Bram gam ochel cheler. V'dam u'machalas ha'shabas chayavim koris. ומדוע החמרתם בעורר והקלתם במחל לשבוסס? עד רבה, התינוק עדיין לוחות הכל כלל, ורק עובר לו כי אימס חבוסו. מבחינה פוליטית ומשום הרבה שור, מתכונת מבט מעשית, from a practical vantage point, בוודאי שצדקו הרבים, אבל לפי ההלכה הטהורה צדק רבי חיים, והוא לא הקריב את האמץ בהלוך אפילו שם התגשמות ידיעה נערצת. So in the question, this story needs pshat. I mean, Harosha is a halachic category also. So what's pshat in this story? If the Rav is depicting, if he's conceding, as it were, that as a Harosha, that measure was correct, so why did Rav Chaim push back? You know, whether it's Harosha al pi Novi, that the Rambam talks about Hechos Hesodei HaTorah, or whether it's al pi Beis Din, they talk about Hechos Mamrim, that is a halacha. Harosha is a halacha. Let's say the Maharam Shik deals with the question as to whether or not to be mal the children of Enochi Habar Bas Yisrael. If you have a baby boy is born, he's the product of an intermarriage, where the biological father is not Jewish, So should you be ma'al the child? So the Maariv Mshik says something very similar. He says, Avada al Pidin, since we paskin that Nochi Haba al Bas Yisrael, the blood is Yisrael, so of course you should be ma'al. However, he says, if the Rav sees that by enforcing a policy, by adopting and enforcing a policy not to be ma'al, that that will discourage intermarriage, so I'll call the fee Ra'os Eine Hamore. That's what the Maariv Mshik writes in the Tshuva. So does Reb Chaim disagree with that? But how can you disagree with that? Again, if it's... So Yitachen, again, I don't know. The Rav doesn't explicitly say pshat in the story. But maybe the lashon that the Rav quotes in quotation marks. Bevadai asol l'rshom otam b'sefer hakehila ki halo lo milim hema. Maybe what Reb Chaim sensed was that it wasn't being said and framed as a harasha. It was being said as, Havar Shah is not Bevadai. Havar Shah is a Chiddush, you know? It's a Chiddush. You know, as Maariv Mshik said, you know, of course you should be Mal, but if need be, you won't be Mal. Maybe Reb Chaim had the sense that they weren't casting it clearly and unequivocally as a Havar Shah. If it would be, so that's also a halacha category. But to just have this sort of knee-jerk reaction of how are you going to put an orel, you know, in the registry. So Reb Chaim said, you know, without, maybe that's the pshat mistake. Isha v'acham makshim et ha-Torah. במעשה, בלי ויתורים ופשרות, בלי כחל ושרק. כי הלא התגשמת ההלכה היא מעשה את נפשו וחלומו הנהדר. כשאדם מגשים את ההלכה האידיאלית, בתוך תוכם של חייו הריאליים, הרי הוא מתקרב למדרגת איש אלוקים, נביא השם, יוצר עולם. Maybe this line will circle back to בלי נדר when we see the second part of ראשון הלכה. ולפיכך אידיאלי הצדק שידעו לעולם על ידי התורה מתממשים על ידי בעלי ההלכה בכל תארותם ויפרתם. Here again, what the Rav is expressing here, maybe with a moshel, the Rav has it in Shmona Prakim. He says that when we fulfill mishpatim, so we're not supposed to fulfill mishpatim in the ideally, optimally. Ideally, optimally, the way to fulfill mishpatim is not through kvishas hayetzer, not to say that I want to steal, I want to kill, but to be kodesh the yetzer, but rather that a person should cultivate a personality that he instinctively that opposes such behavior, that he recoils from such behavior. It shouldn't be with Krishna's Hayetze, but it should be something which he does naturally. So similarly, what the Rav is saying is that for the Isha Halacha, his commitment to realizing lahagshim, to realizing, to implementing the halacha b'maisa, believe without without yielding, without compromises, without embellishment, is something that comes naturally. It's not something that he forces himself to do because it's the right thing. It's something that he, again, because that's his reality, that's his dream, that's what totally defines him. So it's something that he does naturally. The more naturally one does something, the greater the chances of doing it fully and correctly. And the more a person sort of has to push himself to do something, then the greater the chance of falling short of the goal. Isha l'chay nenu chat altima v'altechas. He's not afraid. Meishum ish v'enenu yarei basa v'adam ki elohu yotzer alamos v'shutav ha'kadosh baruch v'masa b'reshis. Kshein mar basa v'adam alav harei enenu mo'el b'shlichuto v'enenu mechalal ha'kodshim ועומד בתוך העולם הממשי, כשרגליו תקועות בקרקע המציאות, והוא מסתכל ורואה, מקשיב ושומע, ומוחה בפומבי נגד עושק דל, עושק עובד דל, גזל עניים ושבס יוסם. אין העשירים נחשבים בעיניו מאומה, he's not cowered by wealth, by the apparent or within the Olam HaShaker, the reality of the power and the leverage that provides. Ein ha'ashirim nachshavim b'einav ma'uma v'hu avi yisamim medayin almanos. Sipar li dodi harav Meir Berlin. So the Rav's grandmother, Reb Chaim's wife, was a granddaughter of the Netziv, from the Netziv's first wife. Reb Meir Berlin, later Bar Ilan, was a ben zekunim of the Netziv from his Zivug Sheni, after his first wife died. So even though Reb Meir Berlin was younger than the Rav's father, he was the Rav's great uncle. I think I got the right amount of greats in there. Okay. So apparently Dodi have a Meir Berlin. Kipa'am, for those who got a call out in Beit Meir, it's named after him. That's who the mayor of Beit Meir is. So apparently Dodi have a Meir Berlin. Kipa'am sha'alad Rabbi Chaim ish brisk. Mai tu dat harav. Ana Rabbi Chaim v'omar ledboi el bonam shal gamudim v'azuvim. להגן על כבוד עניים ולהציל עושק מיד עושקו. So I think in his memoirs he says it more bekitzer. Meir then wrote a memoir, and he wrote it in Yiddish and then was translated into Hebrew as well. I think maybe it's been translated into English also. I'm not sure. Again, in Yiddish, it's, you know, von Volozhin bis Yerushalayim, mi Volozhin ad Yerushalayim. So he says there that he posed this question to three illustrious relatives. He asked the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan said to Paskin Shabbos. He asked for the Fal Shapira. And Fal Shapira was Reb Chaim's father-in-law. And Fal Shapira said, nothing. Doesn't do anything. And he had a sense of humor. And he asked Reb Chaim, and the way he says it, b'kitzer there, he gives the shorter version than when he told when he gave the fuller response when he told it to the Rav, is that Rav Chaim said to do chesed. And here, this was obviously the fuller version. Ana Rav Chaim v'amar l'dvar el banam shel gamludim v'azuvim l'hagen al kol aniyim l'hatzel oshak me'ad oshko. Lo ha-hora'a lo ha-hanagah ha-politit al hitgashmut idealei ha-tzedek hina amud ha-eish shel rav u'mar b'Yisrael. Now, clearly, you know, realization of halacha involves much more than just the realization of social justice. Right? Realization of halacha, I mean, you can treat the aniyim and yesomim and almanos the way. You know, with all the sensitivity that they should, and turn around a horn stand and eat treif or some other distortion of halacha. So that doesn't mean that halacha is being realized. Halacha is being implemented. So what did Reb Chaim mean by placing the dagesh chazak here? So he meant one, maybe two things. Certainly one. I don't know, in the haftarah of Yom Kippur. So the Navi Yeshayahu also emphasizes when the Navi talks about again speaking in the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, what type of tonus do I want? It also emphasizes to correct all the oshek and all the avla ben adam l'chaver. That's what it says in the Navi, and that's what Reb Chaim is reflecting. That certainly in targeting societal flaws, deficiencies, shortcomings, that there is a din kadima there. That is something which is prioritized. And there is a dagesh chazak which is placed on that. And in that sense, Reb Chaim's answer is, you know, mirroring what Yeshayahu HaNavi said. Yitachin also, and I don't know, I think number one is certainly true, maybe number two is also true. That sometimes it's the case that again, obviously this is the fi hamakom ufi hazman, but sometimes it's the case that we neglect this area more than we neglect other areas of halacha. And it could be that that's also reflected in Reb Chaim's response. I think the Rav said that in Reb Chaim's original Matzeva, the Matzeva that you see in Warsaw now is not the original Matzeva. Apparently the original Matzeva was broken, was destroyed. But the original Matzeva, Reb Chaim died during the First World War. So during the First World War, you know, there was tremendous displacement because of the war. So he wasn't in Brisk. So he was buried in Warsaw, next to the Nitziv, the same Ohel. So the original Matzeva, so the Rav said there were only two words inscribed on the Matzeva, which were Rav Chesed. That's all it said on his original Matzeva. Part of the Rav's salary in Brisk was that the Kehila provided him with firewood. That was the only source of indoor heating and the source for cooking and for indoor heating in the brutal Eastern European winters. So they noticed that Reb Chaim was using a tremendous amount of wood. You know, it was driving up their communal expenses tremendously. So they looked into it and they saw that Reb Chaim left his woodshed open, and all the Aniyim and Brisk used to come and help themselves to the wood, which is why the supply was constantly being depleted. So they went and they put a lock on it, and they gave Reb Chaim the key, and said, you know, that we're providing you with wood. And Reb Chaim said, if it won't be open for all the Aniyim, so he won't take either. And he forced them to back down, and remained open, and it was there. When single women would become pregnant, they used to abandon the baby on Reb Chaim's doorstep. And he would hire a wet nurse for the baby, and he would see to it that the child was raised. And those stories are only the tip of the iceberg. Ein pulchan dati mo'il klum. Basically, as the Rambam highlights at the end of the Mora, it's also a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Al yisal chochem b'chochmaso, v'al yisal agiba b'gvuraso, v'al yisal osha b'osha. It's the haftarah for Tishba morning. Kim bezos is talah hamishalel haskel yadav osi, kani Hashem osa chesed mishpat utzdaka ba'aretz, ki ve'elu chafatz dinum Hashem. So Ram says the pshat in ki ve'elu chafatz dinum Hashem means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying ki ve'elu chafatz, this is what I want you to emulate. Again, obviously, none of this means that an adam lachaveru is a substitute for being medakdek, you know. In every kutzo shel yud in halacha, in every area, that's obviously not the point. But the point is that you know the diktuk, the mitzvah ben adam lamakom, in no way, you know, substitutes for or in any way diminishes the importance and indispensability and centrality of the Ben Adam L'Chaver. Ein pulchan dati mo'il klum im dinei hatzadik ve'ekranotav mitchalalim v'nidrasim b'regal ga'ava. Mitzvah ba ba'aver ein klum. Ani Hashem son gezel ba'ola. The they're so busy throwing vavs and yuds in here, even here. No, that's, it says gezel ba'avla. So the pasuk is gezel ba'olam. Oshag ma'akev tefilato shel adam mi'lishkabel b'meromim. I think elsewhere the Rav quotes this emphasis that Harav Sadigon emphasizes this. Tzar aniyim. In Yeshayo, in the Haftarah for Shabbos Chazan, we gave Yeshayo. That Gam ki sarvu svila inenu shomei, yedeichem domim aleyu. That there's a correlation between whether or not our tefillos are miskablos and the presence of justice or Rahman al-Tzlan, injustice in society. Tzar aniyim v'chalishus da'itum shel avyonim shfalei ruach shkulim keneged kama mitzvos. Amalvim p'nei chaver v'am en l'chelek l'mhaba, amadum chota keneged chavero, in tshuva lo mikvam l'chapem ad sheiratzes chavero. En alach yodat m'uma al dvar hashniyut hasholatet, this duality. B'sh'or hadatot hamevdilot ben ha'adam ha'omed l'fnei Hashem v'rshus sfuga chagigiyut shmimit לאדם הנושא ונותן עם הביות בשוק. כבר התאמנו לאל, כי פני היהדות איננה מכוונות למעלה אלא למטה. הלכה אינה מבקשת טרנסנדנטיות שמימית או התנשאות על כנפי רוח מופשט ומסתורי. היא מסתכלת במציאות הממשית והבלתי אמצעית ואינה מסיחה דעתה ממנה. אין איש הלכה קובע תחומים מיוחדים בשוס חיי עולם ובשוס חיי אישה הלכה פעילה. On the contrary, מוריד את הנצח לתוך הזמן. אינו נכנס לרשות הטרנסנדנטיות, הצמירה והתאורה, גם כשהוא מתייחד עם קונו בתפילה וסחנונים. גם כשאיש ההלכה נכנס לבית הכנסת או לבית המדרש, אינו מסיע את עצמו מחיי העולם הזה. תפילתו מלאה קדושה בקשות מתייחסות לצורכי הגוף. רפואה, ברכת השון, חרס פוליטית, חיים טובים ושלום, וכן כל היוצא בהם. Just a little bit more and then try to comment. Hashniyot ha-muzara ha-mevatzbetzet ve'ola b'shar ha-datot m'ura b'ikara b'pilug v'shiyot v'chiluk t'chumim. Ish ha-dat ha-klali matzev l'famim tziyunim u'mesamein gvurot olam. There's a clear bifurcation in his life. Ad ken reshut shmimit elokit transcendantit mikan ve'elach reshut ha-chayim ha-artziyim chayei ha-gviya. כשהוא עומד בבית התפילה ומתפלל, משתחווה בפישוט ידיים ורגליים על אבני מסקס, קרות, וחוזר על המימה הישנה. Volantis means will, as in voluntary. So not mine, said tua, but yours, will, fiat, should be done. Right? Fiat is also an English word. יעשה רצונך ולא רצוני. אינו באותה שעה איש העולם הזה, בעל עושר נכסים, אחוזות, properties, בוטי חרושת, factories, הרודה בפרח, ופועלים עניים, he owns a sweatshop. ושידע מלוך לחוד לפקים בדם ומנלים בשעוד אביונים, תפילה לחוד והחיים הממשיים לחוד. He's humble in the house of worship, and he's ruthless in his business practice. What the Rav is saying is that the fact that halacha doesn't look to transcend this world for religious experience, for avodas Hashem, the fact that halacha says that, on the contrary, that kedusha is to be found and cultivated within this world, that rejects any kind of this bifurcation. And Mela, that doesn't mean it's impossible for a person to be a hypocrite. No, of course it doesn't mean it's impossible for a person to be a hypocrite. But what it means is that it very naturally does everything possible to discourage that kind of duality, that kind of bifurcation, that religious life is identified with the house of worship and is sequestered there, and then when you step out of it, so this world is devoid of Kedusha anyway, so then, you know, one lets one's not so noble side surface. Masha and Cain, when you have that, what the world describes, that pilug rishiyot, that bifurcation, does it guarantee this hypocrisy? No, but it's conducive. It's conducive. And that's what the Rav is depicting here. The Beit HaKnesia, Huba beruach nemucha, b'leiv neshba, b'kniya v'shiflut yitaira, b'avira datit, tzfuga, anan, k'toret, sodit. V'hadei shirat tzrafim ha-malachim. The Rav is not using his imagination in this description. Who poshetet tzurato hagav tanit v'dmut yukno hamutzaket v'lovesh tzurat anvesan lovesh. It's not him, right? He's putting on clothing. It's not, you know, when you dress up, you know, to play a part. But it's not you, right? You're just putting on the clothing. Lovesh tzurat anvesan shval baruch shval ruach shayif ayal shayif nofik bam kshe yotze hachutza levuchov ha-ro'esh v'ha-so'en. Who chozer le'itano la'onochiyuto hakodamet, his prior egocentricity, his egoism, hashachzanit v'yehira, ein malchusa d'shmayim nogas malchusa d'arav filo kamo nima. Ein zu tzviyut o'chanufa datit, ela shniyut nafshit muzaros d'ma she'yafshar la'amod al tocha. It's just a different. The person shifts into a different gear because this world is seen as not being the platform in which one is Oved Hashem. Adam ha-knesiyah v'ish ha-shuk hem shtei ishiyot nifadot she'ein b'nehem klum habei oritzim hitnaplu lefnei hatzlav the cross v'hachna'ah מפלחת לב, ביטלו את כל ישותם, והתוודו אחת תאותיהם בבכי ובדמעות רותחות, בתוך כדי דיבור לווידויים, כשיצאו מבין כותלי היכל האפלולי, ציוו לדון חפים מפשע למיסה. הפסק הזהות הפסיכית בוקע ועולה כאן. There's a dissonance, a disconnect. Two different personae, one in the house of worship and one out in the world. And again, is that guaranteed? It's not guaranteed, but it's encouraged. Is it rendered impossible by the system of halacha? Nothing is rendered impossible, because ultimately it depends upon how we live it and how we, and how faithfully we follow it. But it's, halacha discourages it as much as the system can. Brahma halacha inam makirat pela ha-pilug ha-ishi v'ha-kera ha-ruchani v'inam mavdila ben ish ha-omeid b'veis tefila pulcha ul-pulchan v'bosov adam halachay melchemet ha-chayim ha-kasha. He omerit ke adam omeid lefnei alokav lo rak b'veis ha-knesses ala gam b'shus ha-rabin b'veitol v'lachto b'aderach b'shoch b'ov kuma v'yod v'amelish v'chulu v'dibart ublom b'shiftocha b'veisecha ולכתך בדרך ובשוך בוחר ובקומך. ההבדל העיקרי בין איש הלכה לאיש הדת הוא כי בשעה שהאחרון, the latter, נוטה לבקר את הרוח על הגוף, את הנשמה על הגבייה, and therefore ממילא, in areas where you can't, in areas which are mundane, so they just remain devoid of any kind of attempt at Kedusha. ביחס לתהליך הדתי ולנושאו הראשון, לאיש ההלכה, the former, רוצה לקדש כמו לאל את האדם הפסיכולוגי-ביולוגי, בתור גיבורה ובא כוחה של הדת, the representative. לפיכך כל מושג הפולחן לובש צורה אחרת ביהדות. Any of that the Pulchan HaRegil HaMatzoy V'Nishtei HaDat Pulchan HaMofiyah B'Tor Pu'ula Datit Bilti Ratzionalit Shekol Magamatam Mufuvenet Klapei Ha'alat Ha'adam Mitoch HaYeshut HaMamashit L'Zvul V'Arvut. Avodas Elokim al pi tvisas halacha mitkayemet milvad limud haTorah b'gishum ekronotah b'olam hareali. Ida alei hatzadek hem amudei eish l'hashkafat olam zo. So the amud eish was l'anchosam baderach. So when the Rav depicts it, when he refers to it as amudei eish, meaning that this is what charts our course. This is what points out the path. Masayt nafsho shel ish halacha hi tikun ha'olam b'malchus ha'chesed v'atzadek ha'realizatze shel ha'yitzira ha'apriorit idealit sheshma Torah o halacha. Again, the realization of this ideal world b'tchum ha'chayim ha'mamashiyim. Ein halacha skura m'sugaret ben chomot batei pulchan ela choderet l'chol pinot ha'chayim. I think it was a medrash, I think in Bamin Barabbah, where the medrash comments on how halacha touches upon every area of life. You know, a person's wardrobe, so lo silba shatne is tamu pishtim yachta. But when a person is out in the field working, so it's lo sachrush b'shor b'chamo yachta. And not to plant kelayim, and what does the person do with the fruits of his labor? So the matnos kahuna and the matnos aniyim, and the medrash illustrates that in every there isn't a dalad amos that halacha doesn't address. That's what the Rav is telling us, that what the underlying Hashkafa and goal of that. Choder b'chol pinot hachayim. It penetrates all corners of life. Hashuk, karachol, batei charoshet, chaniyot, beitor shel adam, batei va'ad, batei mishteh, harehim rekel l'chayei hadat. You know, what the Rav talks about in his Chumash Drashas, you know, so you have there that he said homiletically, and then he himself explains, you know, that he intended it homiletically, you know, that if it were up to him, so he would add a 14th Animamin. And the 14th Animamin is that you can live by Torah, you can be faithful to Torah, you can implement Torah at any time and in any place, and it's not only under certain conditions. And what he meant by that was that the feeling, the impulse of trying to withdraw entirely from the world when it's doomed to failure, if for no other reasons, because economically, you know, there's only so many people in an insular Jewish community who can. Okay, so some can have the supermarkets for the Jewish community, and some can, you know, be. You know, man the service industries and be, you know, electricians and plumbers, all of which is God on Nanyim Gia Kappa. Those are all very noble ways of earning a living. But Ena Komets must be Asari. There's going to be people who are going to go out into the world, and I have to go out into the world. They're going to be accountants, and they're going to be computer programmers, and they're going to be lawyers, and they're going to be doctors. And if you identify that Torah is only viable in some insular context, so then you're writing off large segments, Rahman al-Atlan. Then he says, you know, really, obviously, it's not a 14th animamin. That's part of what it means. That that's what it means. That the Torah is eternal. Torah is eternal. Torah doesn't need to change, because no matter where you find yourself. But that's because Torah addresses every situation. Because Torah isn't, you know, compartmentalized. Because Torah addresses every situation, so in Mela, that's why a person can live by Torah. Are there nisyonos? Of course there are nisyonos. But that's why a person can live by Torah in every situation. Ein besek neset tofes makom merkazi b'dat ha-Yisraelit. Ha-Yahadut ha-liberalit, k'shegirshat ha-shkina v'toch chayei Yisrael, yichadah la-makom b'hechal, temple, v'hitziva oto b'tibura shel hadat. Ha-halacha, ha-Yahadut ha-nehmana, ma-ha-machnisat shkinat kel, אל תוך העולם המוחשי אינה סובבת זכור זכור לבתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות. הם ובכל מקדש מעט. המקדש האמיתי הוא תחום החיים היומיומיים שבהם מתקיימת הרליזציה של ההלכה. Okay, of course, if you wanted here, you know, the נפש החיים, ואורי החיים, הקדוש שלנו, ועושה לי מקדש, ושכנתי בסוכם. Gdolei Yisrael, Ishei Halacha Mazhirim, they give off a splendor. B'tifartam ha-musarit u-ma'atzilem hod v'hodo al-chaburatam. Katsar ha-gilyon mi-lehistarei, matchil lesaper l'mashal, al-dvar ha-nagato shal Rabbi Chaim b'nogei l'masad l'shem hitgashmut ha-ediya shal ha-tzedek v'ha-yosha. Rotzoni l'tzayin rak l'vda achat v'chatimat parak zeh. Laisur shnei yudim meisur b'vis b'yem echad. בשחר is מייס סנדלה עני, שישב כל ימה באחת הסמטאות האפלות, one of the dark alleys, וכחצות היום הלך לעולמו העשיר העירוני. על פי ההלכה חייבים לקבור ראשון את מי שמת משם. פעם עד שהאחר וקדישה, again, it's in quotes here, because they weren't acting as a חבר קדישה, as the story as the story is as clear as the story continues. Shekiblu schum hagun mi yoshei ha'amid, the rich nifter, hechlita l'tapel b'rishina b'meit ha'sheni, ki mi yedva elbono shel ha'meit ha'ani. No one's going to stand up for him. K'shesepru ha'davad ha'chaim, hisra b'hem ha'yidei shleach v'ezer, shelo yehinu, לעשות דבר מחפיר כזה. They shouldn't dare to do something so shameful. חברי החברה מיינו להיזקק לפקודת הרב. They refused to relate to his directive. ופתחו בקבורת האשר. לקח רבי חיים את מקלו, כיתת את רגליו לבייס הנפטר וגירש את המתעסקים החוצה. רבי חיים ניצח, אני נגבר קודם לעשיר, שונאי הרב רבו וגדלו. כך נהגו אישי הלכה האמיתיים, שמדרשם ומעשיהם התמזגו יפה יפה. Okay, so we'll stop here, maybe we'll learn to Hashem during June, we'll try to see the חלק שני.